John, the son of Zebedee and Salome, was born in Bethsaida, a small fishing village in Galilee. He grew up by the Sea of Galilee, where from a young age he learned the art of fishing, which was the livelihood of his family. Alongside his older brother James, John was known for his fiery and passionate nature, which later earned him and his brother the nickname Sons of Thunder, given by Jesus. In addition to his profession as a fisherman, John was raised in a deeply religious family that awaited the coming of the Messiah promised in the scriptures. His name, which means Yahweh is gracious, reflected his parents' faith and the hope they had for their children's future. From an early age, John displayed a spiritual sensitivity that set him apart from other young people of his age. However, what no one could have predicted was that John was destined to be more than just a simple fisherman. His path would intertwine with that of Jesus of Nazareth, and he would become one of the 12 apostles, an eyewitness to Christ's miracles, and the author of one of the most profound and theological gospels of the New Testament. The moment that changed John's life forever occurred on an apparently ordinary day, while he and his brother James were mending their fishing nets by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus, passing by them, called them with a simplicity that belied the depth of the invitation, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Without hesitation, John and James left everything behind, their boat, their nets, their family, and followed Jesus. This encounter was the starting point for a spiritual journey that would lead John to witness events that would shape the Christian faith. Leaving behind his old life, John plunged into a world of teachings, miracles, and revelations that would change not only his life, but the destiny of humanity. As one of Jesus' first disciples, John was introduced to the mysteries of the kingdom of God and began to understand the true meaning of the Messiah. The decision to follow Jesus was not taken lightly. John realized he was joining something greater than himself, a divine mission that would see him walk alongside the Son of God. This transformative calling launched John into a life of intense devotion, where he would experience the glory and challenges of being an apostle. Among the 12 apostles, John was the youngest, but his age did not prevent him from becoming a central figure in the group. Along with Peter and James, he was part of Jesus's inner circle, participating in moments that the other apostles did not witness. This closeness gave him access to teachings and experiences that strengthened his faith and prepared him for the role he would play in the early church. John's relationship with the other apostles was marked by a combination of respect and camaraderie. Although young, he quickly gained the trust of his companions and Jesus, demonstrating a spiritual maturity beyond his years. His loyalty and devotion were unwavering, and he was often chosen for important tasks alongside Peter and James. This closeness to Jesus also led John to be called the Beloved Disciple, a title that reflected the depth of his relationship with Christ. This special bond not only influenced his understanding of Jesus's teachings, but also shaped him as the apostle who would uphold truth and love above all else, characteristics that would define his life and legacy. John was present at many of Jesus's most significant miracles, experiences that strengthened his faith and inspired him to become one of the greatest advocates of the Christian message. From Jesus's first miracle, the turning of water into wine at the wedding at Cana, to the resurrection of Lazarus, John witnessed divine power in action. These events not only confirmed Jesus's divinity in John's eyes, but also motivated him to share these stories with the world. Each miracle witnessed by John was living proof of God's power and a profound spiritual lesson. He not only saw the healing of the sick and the multiplication of the loaves, but also understood the deeper meaning of these acts, which pointed to divine love and compassion. John, as an eyewitness, was prepared to recount these stories with authority and conviction, conveying to all that God was present among them. Moreover, these miracles shaped John's theology, which would later be manifested in his writings, particularly in his Gospel. He not only narrated the events, but also explored their spiritual implications, revealing Jesus as the incarnate Word, the one who brought light to the world. Thus, the miracles he witnessed became the foundation of his theological understanding and the message he would propagate until the end of his life. One of the most extraordinary moments that John witnessed was the transfiguration of Jesus on Mount Tabor. Along with Peter and James, John was taken by Jesus to the top of a mountain where something extraordinary happened. Jesus was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling, whiter than anything on earth. Beside Jesus appeared Moses and Elijah, central figures of the Old Testament, conversing with him. This event was a revelation of Jesus's divine glory, leaving John in a state of deep awe. The voice of God the Father was heard, saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." These words confirmed for John that Jesus was not just a prophet, but the Son of God, sent to fulfill the promises made throughout the centuries. The Transfiguration was a moment of spiritual clarity for John, where he saw with his own eyes the divinity of Christ. The experience of the Transfiguration not only strengthened John's faith, but also prepared him for the challenges that would come. He understood that despite the difficulties they would face, Jesus was the promised Messiah and that his divine mission would be fulfilled. This event became a milestone in John's life, profoundly influencing his understanding of the kingdom of God and solidifying his conviction that he was following the true Son of God. John is often called the Apostle of Love, a reference to his emphasis on the message of love in his writings and teachings. His understanding of divine love was deep and comprehensive, and he saw love as the central principle of Christianity. This is evident both in his Gospel and in his epistles, where he proclaims that God is love, and that love must be the hallmark of all followers of Christ. This emphasis on love did not come merely from theory, but from his personal experience with Jesus. John was present at many intimate moments with Christ, such as at the Last Supper, where he leaned on Jesus' chest, showing a relationship of closeness and trust. This direct experience of Jesus' love marked him deeply, leading him to preach incessantly about love as the most important commandment. For John, loving was not just an emotion but a concrete action manifested in acts of compassion, forgiveness, and sacrifice for others. His life and writings challenge Christians to live out this love in their daily lives, imitating the example of Christ. Through his words and actions, John established himself as the apostle who best understood and exemplified the heart of Jesus' message: unconditional and universal love. The Last Supper was one of the most significant moments in John's life. He was one of Jesus' closest disciples and held a prominent place during that meal, sitting beside the Master. During the supper, John was the only apostle who leaned on Jesus' chest, symbolizing the deep intimacy and trust that existed between them. This gesture is seen as a demonstration of the unique relationship John had with Christ. This event was not just a meal, but a moment of revelation and preparation. During the supper, Jesus instituted the Eucharist, offering bread and wine as symbols of his body and blood, which would be sacrificed for humanity. John, being so close, witnessed these words and actions firsthand, which would become central to the Christian faith. He understood that this was a moment of transition, where Jesus was preparing his disciples for the events that were to come. After the supper, John accompanied Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Master prayed intensely before being betrayed and arrested. Even amid tension and fear, John remained faithful, demonstrating his loyalty and courage. John's closeness to Jesus at the Last Supper and during the subsequent events showed his unwavering devotion and prepared him for the crucial role he would play in spreading the gospel. John was the only one of the 12 apostles who was present at the crucifixion of Jesus, a testament to his deep loyalty and courage. While the other disciples scattered in fear, John stood by Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other women who followed Christ. He witnessed firsthand the suffering of Jesus, from the moment he was nailed to the cross until his last breath. This experience marked him deeply, both spiritually and emotionally. During the crucifixion, Jesus did something that demonstrated the special trust he had in John. He looked at his mother, Mary, and said to John, "Behold your mother." And to Mary, he said, "Behold your son." With these words, Jesus entrusted the care of his mother to John, an act that revealed the deep bond between them and the responsibility John would carry for the rest of his life. From that moment on, John took Mary into his home and cared for her as if she were his own mother. This event was a turning point in John's life. The experience of standing at the foot of the cross, witnessing the Savior of the world suffer and die, and receiving the responsibility of caring for Jesus' mother, reinforced his faith and commitment to Christ's mission. John became not only an apostle, but also a guardian of Jesus' legacy, committed to sharing the message of love and sacrifice that he witnessed on the cross. After the crucifixion, John was one of the first witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus, an event that would forever change the course of history. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and, seeing that the stone had been removed, ran to inform Peter and John. The two apostles ran to the tomb, but John, being younger, arrived first. Looking inside, he saw the linen cloths that had wrapped Jesus' body, but he did not enter. When Peter arrived, he went into the tomb and also saw the linen cloths, and then John entered. Seeing the folded cloths and the empty tomb, John believed that something extraordinary had happened. Although he did not yet fully understand the significance of the resurrection, he was the first of the apostles to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. This initial experience of faith would become the foundation of his later testimony. The resurrection was a mysterious and transformative event for John. He understood that death had no power over Jesus, and that he had conquered death to offer eternal life to all who believed. This truth became the core of John's preaching, and he dedicated his life to proclaiming the risen Christ, encouraging others to believe and follow the path of eternal life. After the resurrection, John continued to accompany Jesus in his appearances to the disciples. One of the most remarkable moments was the ascension of Jesus into heaven, which occurred 40 days after Easter. John, along with the other apostles, was present on the Mount of Olives when Jesus gathered them for one final instruction. Jesus spoke to them about the Holy Spirit, who would come to guide them and empower them to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. As Jesus was speaking, he was taken up into heaven before their eyes. John, along with the other disciples, stood gazing up at the sky until a cloud hid him from view. Then two men dressed in white appeared and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." These words echoed in John's mind, reaffirming the promise that Jesus would return one day. The ascension marked the end of Jesus' physical presence on earth, but for John, it was the beginning of a new phase in his apostolic life. He and the other disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy, ready to wait for the Holy Spirit and continue the mission that Jesus had entrusted to them. The ascension solidified John's faith and prepared him for the challenges ahead as he became a faithful witness to the gospel until the end of his days. After the ascension of Jesus, the apostles, including John, returned to Jerusalem, where they gathered in constant prayer, awaiting the fulfillment of Jesus' promise, the coming of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, this moment finally arrived. Suddenly, a sound like a mighty rushing wind filled the house where they were gathered, and tongues of fire rested on each of them. All were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. For John, the experience of Pentecost was transformative. He realized that the Holy Spirit was not just a force, but a living presence dwelling within each believer, giving them power and courage to proclaim the gospel. This event marked the birth of the Christian church and gave John and the other apostles the strength needed to fulfill the Great Commission, to take the message of Jesus to all nations. After Pentecost, John, along with Peter and the other apostles, began to preach with renewed authority. They performed miracles, healed the sick, and converted thousands to the Christian faith. The coming of the Holy Spirit was the confirmation that Jesus's mission continued through them, and John embraced this calling with fervor, dedicating his life to the expansion of the kingdom of God. Following Pentecost, John settled in Jerusalem, where he became one of the leading figures in the early church's leadership. Along with Peter, he preached regularly in the temple, teaching about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. His words were accompanied by signs and wonders, and many were healed in the name of Jesus. The impact of his preaching was so great that the number of believers grew daily, and the church expanded rapidly. Despite the success, John and the other apostles faced growing opposition from the Jewish religious authorities. They were arrested, threatened, and ordered to stop preaching in Jesus's name, but John remained steadfast in his mission. He knew that he was fulfilling God's will and that the message of Jesus was more powerful than any human threat. His courage and conviction inspired other believers to continue proclaiming the gospel, even in the face of persecution. In addition to preaching, John was also deeply involved in the communal life of the early Christians. He helped organize the distribution of resources among the needy, participated in theological debates, and was a leadership voice in times of crisis. His role in Jerusalem was crucial in establishing the foundations of the Christian church, which would continue to grow and spread throughout the world. As the early church grew, John played a crucial role in its formation and organization. He was among the leaders guiding the Christian community, teaching new converts, and helping to structure the faith in a hostile environment. The early church faced significant challenges, such as persecution from Jewish and Roman authorities, as well as the need to define doctrines and practices that reflected the teachings of Jesus. John, with his deep understanding of Jesus's words, helped shape the character of the church. He emphasized the importance of brotherly love, unity, and faithfulness to the teachings of Christ. His influence was particularly strong in matters related to morality and doctrinal purity, areas where he insisted on the need to remain true to what Jesus had taught. Furthermore, John was one of the primary figures responsible for spreading the teachings of Jesus beyond the borders of Jerusalem. He encouraged other apostles and disciples to take the message to other regions, establishing churches in various cities. Under his leadership, the early church not only survived, but thrived despite adversity, becoming a global movement that would transform the world. The growing influence of John and the other apostles did not go unnoticed by the Jewish authorities in Jerusalem. The religious leaders, concerned about the increasing number of Jesus's followers, viewed the apostles as a threat to the established order. John, alongside Peter, was arrested multiple times and brought before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish religious council, to be interrogated and judged. Despite threats and punishments, John remained unwavering in his mission. During these conflicts, John demonstrated remarkable courage. On one occasion when he and Peter were imprisoned, they were miraculously freed by an angel, which reinforced their conviction that God was with them. Nevertheless, the persecutions continued and the tension between Christians and religious authorities grew daily. John's steadfastness in the face of opposition became an example for other believers, showing them that faith in Jesus was worth any sacrifice. In addition to external persecutions, John also faced internal challenges within the Christian community. Different interpretations of Jesus' teachings began to emerge, leading to theological disputes and the formation of sects. John stood out as a defender of orthodoxy, combating heresies and reinforcing the need to maintain the purity of Christ's teachings. His role as a leader and guardian of the faith was crucial in preserving the integrity of the church during times of great turmoil. Over time, the Roman authorities also began to see John as a threat due to his growing influence among Christians. Around the year 95 AD, during the reign of Emperor Domitian, John was exiled to the island of Patmos, a small and rocky island in the Aegean Sea used as a place of exile for political criminals. It was on Patmos that John received the visions that resulted in the Book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. The exile on Patmos was a period of great trial for John, but also of profound revelation. Isolated from the world, he received visions that revealed the future of humanity and the final destiny of creation. These visions, filled with symbolism and prophecies, addressed the struggle between good and evil, the second coming of Christ, and the establishment of the kingdom of God. John recorded these visions in a book that he sent to the seven churches of Asia Minor, offering them hope and instruction in times of persecution. Even in exile, John continued to exert his spiritual influence. His Book of Revelation became a source of encouragement and warning for persecuted Christians, reinforcing the message that despite adversity, God was in control and the final victory would be Christ's. The period on Patmos marked the final phase of John's ministry, but also solidified his legacy as a prophet and visionary whose message would resonate for centuries. The Book of Revelation, written by John during his exile on the island of Patmos, is one of the most complex and mysterious works of the New Testament. It narrates a series of prophetic visions that John received, which include a vast array of powerful symbols and images. These visions address the final destiny of humanity, the battle between good and evil, and the promise of a new heaven and a new earth. Among the most striking symbols are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the mark of the beast, and the New Jerusalem. John wrote Revelation to strengthen and encourage Christians who were suffering severe persecution. John's revelations offered hope, showing that despite present hardships, God was in control and the ultimate triumph belonged to Christ. The book also served as a warning, calling the faithful to perseverance and spiritual purity, reminding them that victory would come only to those who remained faithful to the end. Revelation not only cemented John as a central prophetic figure in Christianity, but also had a lasting impact on Christian theology and Western culture. Its rich and symbolic language has inspired generations of theologians, artists, and writers, and continues to be a source of fascination and debate to this day. John's legacy as the author of this book resonates through the centuries, offering a powerful vision of humanity's final destiny. In addition to Revelation, John is also traditionally credited as the author of the fourth gospel, the Gospel of John, which distinguishes itself from the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, by its theological depth and focus on the divinity of Christ. The Gospel of John begins with the famous declaration, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," emphasizing from the outset the divine nature of Jesus. The Gospel of John focuses on the discourses of Jesus and the events that demonstrate his identity as the Son of God. It is structured around seven miraculous signs that point to Jesus' divinity, as well as including deep dialogues, such as Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus and the conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well. John offers a unique view of Christ, emphasizing love, truth, and eternal life. The influence of the Gospel of John on the formation of Christian doctrine is immense. Its emphasis on the divinity of Christ and the relational nature of God has shaped Christian thought on the Trinity and salvation. Additionally, the Gospel is frequently cited in theological debates and continues to be a central source of inspiration for Christians around the world. Through this gospel, John secured his place as one of the most important authors of the New Testament, whose work continues to impact Christian faith profoundly. In addition to Revelation and the Gospel, John also wrote three epistles that are part of the New Testament, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. These letters were addressed to the early Christian communities, offering practical advice, warnings against false doctrines, and encouragement to remain steadfast in the faith. The letters reflect John's spiritual maturity and deep love for the believers, while also addressing theological and ethical issues. The first epistle of John is one of the most well-known, emphasizing love as the primary commandment of Christ. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God, John wrote. He also addresses the need to turn away from sin and live a life in accordance with the teachings of Jesus. The other two letters, shorter in length, deal with specific issues such as supporting missionaries and combating heresies that threaten the unity of the church. These letters were written during a period of great challenge for the Christian churches, which faced external persecutions and internal divisions. John, as a careful shepherd, used his epistles to guide and protect his readers, offering them both the truth of the gospel and brotherly love. Through these letters, John continued to influence the church, ensuring that his teachings and examples would endure for generations. Over the centuries, the figure of John has been surrounded by numerous traditions and legends that reflect his importance and lasting influence in Christianity. According to tradition, John lived to a very old age, being the last of the apostles to die, at a time when the first generation of Christians had almost entirely passed away. His longevity allowed him to witness the development and consolidation of the early church, as well as to face the first theological challenges and heresies that arose. One of the most well-known traditions about John is that during his final years, he was carried on a stretcher to church meetings where, unable to deliver long sermons, he would constantly repeat, "Little children, love one another." When asked why he always repeated this phrase, he is said to have responded, "Because it is the Lord's command, and if only this is fulfilled, it is enough." This tradition reinforces the image of John as the apostle of love, whose central message was one of unconditional love. Moreover, tradition also associates John with the city of Ephesus, where he is believed to have spent his final years caring for the local church and continuing to teach and write. It is in Ephesus that, according to tradition, John wrote his epistles and possibly the gospel. His influence in Ephesus was so significant that he is remembered as the spiritual leader of the church in Asia Minor, leaving a legacy that endures to this day. As time passed, John became the last living apostle, a figure revered for his longevity and wisdom. His outliving of all the other apostles gave him a unique position in the early church as a living connection to Jesus and the foundational events of Christianity. John was seen as the guardian of the memories of the early days of the church, and his presence offered a tangible link to Christ himself. As the years went by, John witnessed many changes in the church, from the growth of Christianity to the spread of the gospel throughout the Roman Empire. He saw the transformation of a small group of Jesus's followers into a global movement, and his role as a leader and counselor was crucial in guiding the church through these transitions. Even in his old age, John continued to be a source of wisdom and inspiration, advising believers and preserving the purity of doctrine. The death of John marked the end of an era. With him, the last eyewitness to the central events of the New Testament disappeared. However, his legacy lived on through his writings, teachings, and the example of his life dedicated to Christ. As the last apostle, John left an indelible mark on the history of Christianity, and his influence continues to be felt in the faith and practice of Christians around the world. In his old age, John became an even more revered figure among Christians, As the last living apostle, his presence was seen as a direct connection to the earthly ministry of Jesus. Many believers sought John for wisdom, encouragement, and spiritual guidance. His longevity allowed him to witness the transition of Christianity from a nascent movement to a well-established religion in various parts of the Roman Empire. During these years, John continued to be an active voice in the Christian community, sharing his experiences and reflections on Jesus's teachings. He often spoke about love and unity among believers, emphasizing that these were the primary commandments that Jesus had left. John also dedicated himself to refuting the heresies that were emerging, defending the doctrinal purity of the Christian faith, and ensuring that Christ's original message was preserved. Even in his old age, John remained committed to his apostolic mission. He continued to write, teach, and lead, despite the physical limitations of age. His life testimony of unwavering faithfulness, deep love, and commitment to truth became a model for Christians of his time and for future generations. Through his life and ministry, John solidified his role as one of the pillars of early Christianity. During the final years of his life, John faced the emergence of various heresies that threatened the integrity of Christian doctrine. One of the most dangerous was Gnosticism, which propagated ideas contrary to the teachings of Jesus, such as the denial of the incarnation of Christ and the separation between matter and spirit. John, with his deep understanding of Christian truth, became one of the main defenders of Orthodox faith against these false doctrines. In his epistles, John directly addressed these heresies, warning believers about the dangers of following teachings that distorted Christ's message. He emphasized that Jesus came in the flesh, refuting the Gnostic idea that Christ was merely a spiritual being. John also highlighted the importance of remaining faithful to the teachings received from the beginning, exhorting Christians not to be deceived by doctrines that contradicted the truth. John's defense of the faith was crucial for the preservation of Christian orthodoxy. His steadfastness in combating heresies ensured that Jesus's message remained intact, serving as a solid foundation for future generations of believers. John's courage and conviction in protecting the faith he had lived and witnessed became a lasting legacy, solidifying his role as a guardian of Christian doctrine. John spent many years of his life in Ephesus, one of the major cities of the Roman Empire and a vital center of early Christianity. In Ephesus, he exerted great influence over the Christian community, serving as a spiritual leader and mentor to many. The city, which had already been visited by Paul, became one of the main focuses of John's ministry, where he taught, wrote, and strengthened the faith of the believers. In Ephesus, John likely wrote his epistles and, according to tradition, also compiled the gospel that bears his name. His presence in Ephesus helped solidify the local church, and his leadership was crucial for the expansion of Christianity in the region of Asia Minor. John was a figure of great spiritual authority, and his influence was felt not only in Ephesus, but also in the surrounding Christian communities. John's connection with Ephesus is so strong that the city is often remembered as the place where he spent his final years and where, according to some traditions, he was buried. The church in Ephesus became an important reference point in early Christianity, and John's leadership was fundamental in establishing and maintaining the faith in that region. His legacy in Ephesus continues to be recognized today, both in Christian tradition and in the history of the church. In the last years of his life, John remained deeply involved with the Christian community, dedicating himself to the pastoral care and spiritual guidance of the believers. He was seen not only as a leader, but as a spiritual father, someone whose wisdom and experience guided the church through challenging times. The Christian community, aware that they were in the presence of one of the last apostles of Christ, greatly valued his words and counsel. John continued to teach about love and truth, the two pillars he always considered fundamental to Christian life. He encouraged believers to remain united and live according to the teachings of Jesus, not allowing themselves to be led astray by false doctrines or internal disputes. For John, the unity of the church and the purity of the faith were matters of utmost importance, and he dedicated his final years to strengthening the community in these areas. Even in his later years, John maintained an active and influential role, participating in decisions and guiding the next generation of Christian leaders. His presence offered a sense of continuity with the days of Jesus, and his life served as a living testimony to the truth of the gospel. The Christian community of his final years was profoundly shaped by his leadership and teachings, which continued to influence the faith and practice of believers long after his death. John left a profound theological legacy that continues to influence Christianity today. His writings, especially the Gospel of John, the Epistles, and Revelation, are fundamental pillars of Christian theology. His emphasis on love, truth, and the divinity of Christ shaped Christian thought in essential areas such as the Trinity, the Incarnation, and eschatology. The Gospel of John, with its unique vision of Jesus as the incarnate Word, was crucial for the development of Christology, the doctrine that studies the nature of Christ. John's epistles contributed to Christian ethics, highlighting the importance of brotherly love and truth as distinctive marks of Christian life. And John's revelation inspired generations with its prophetic visions of the end times and the ultimate triumph of God over evil. Beyond his writings, John's life as an apostle, leader, and pastor left an example of unwavering faith and dedication to Christ's mission. He is remembered as the apostle of love, whose central message was to love God and one's neighbor. His theological and spiritual legacy continues to be a source of inspiration and study for Christians of all denominations, ensuring that his influence endures through the centuries. The death of John, like his life, is surrounded by traditions and legends that reflect the reverence Christians had for him. According to the most accepted tradition, John died of natural causes in Ephesus at a very old age, being the only apostle not to suffer martyrdom. His death marked the end of an era, as he was the last survivor of the 12 apostles who had walked with Jesus. However, some legends suggest that John did not die, but was taken alive to heaven, similar to the prophet Elijah. Another tradition tells that John was martyred in Rome, where he was thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil, but miraculously emerged unscathed. These stories, though not historically confirmed, demonstrate the aura of sanctity surrounding John and the belief that he had special divine protection. Despite the different versions, the consensus among early Christians is that John lived to an advanced age, dedicating his final years to leading the church in Ephesus and writing his last texts. His death was deeply felt by the Christian community, who saw him not only as an apostle, but as a living link to Jesus and the beginnings of Christianity. Although John passed away nearly two millennia ago, his words continue to live on and inspire millions of people around the world. His writings, especially the Gospel of John, the Epistles, and Revelation, are read and studied in all Christian traditions, and his message of love, faith, and hope continues to resonate powerfully. Through his works, John managed to transcend time and leave a legacy that remains alive and relevant. The Gospel of John, with its deep reflections on the nature of Christ and salvation, is considered by many as the most theological of the four Gospels. It offers a unique view of Jesus, emphasizing his divinity and the significance of God's love for humanity. John's epistles, in turn, are read as pastoral letters that guide believers on the path of love and truth, while Revelation is studied for its prophetic vision of the end times. John's words have not only survived the test of time, but have also become a central part of the Christian faith. His literary legacy is a continuous source of inspiration and guidance for Christians who find in his writings a direct connection to the teachings of Jesus. Through his words, John continues to exert a profound influence on the spiritual lives of millions of people. In Christian imagination, John is often represented as the apostle of love and the beloved disciple, the one who had a special relationship with Jesus. In Christian art, he is commonly depicted as a young man with a serene and spiritual appearance, often by Jesus's side at the Last Supper or at the foot of the cross. These representations reflect the reverence Christians have for him and the importance of his figure in the development of Christian iconography. Additionally, John is frequently associated with the symbol of the eagle, which represents the spiritual height of his writings, especially the Gospel, which is seen as the highest in terms of theology and mystery. The eagle, with its sharp vision, symbolizes John's ability to see beyond appearances and penetrate the depths of the divine mystery. This association has contributed to the construction of his image as one of the most important theologians and mystics of the early church. John also holds a special place in Christian devotional traditions, being invoked as an intercessor and protector. His feast is celebrated on various dates, depending on the tradition, and he is venerated in many places as the patron of communities and churches. The figure of John, with his combination of love, faith, and spiritual vision, continues to inspire and guide believers on their journey of faith. Over the centuries, John has inspired countless works of art, literature, and music, solidifying his place in Western culture. In painting, he is frequently depicted in scenes from the life of Christ, such as the Last Supper, the Crucifixion, and the Resurrection, as well as in portraits of his own life, such as writing the Book of Revelation. Renaissance artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo dedicated some of their most famous works to the figure of John, highlighting his closeness to Christ and his importance as an evangelist. In literature, John is a central character in many texts that explore the history of Christianity and the development of theology. His visions in Revelation have inspired numerous authors to reflect on the end times and the fate of humanity. Poets and writers have used his words as a foundation for meditations on the nature of God, love, and the mystery of salvation. In music, John has also left his mark. Compositions inspired by his words and visions, such as cantatas, oratorios, and hymns, are integral parts of liturgical and concert repertoires. His words about love and truth have been set to music in songs that continue to touch the hearts of the faithful. Thus, the figure of John has transcended the boundaries of religion, becoming an influential presence in culture and the arts. John, the beloved apostle, left a lasting impact on Christianity and world culture. His life, marked by a unique closeness to Jesus and his writings, filled with theological and spiritual depth, continue to influence Christian faith in all its forms. John was not only a living witness to the central events of the New Testament, but also a faithful guardian of Christ's message, ensuring that love and truth remained at the heart of Christian doctrine. His legacy is visible in every aspect of Christianity, from theology to the daily practice of believers. His words on love, truth, and eternal life continue to be repeated in sermons, prayers, and songs, reminding Christians of their vocation to live in communion with God and with one another. John also left a powerful testimony about the importance of faithfulness and perseverance, especially in times of persecution and doubt. Today, nearly 2,000 years after his death, John's influence remains alive. He is remembered not only as one of the pillars of the early church, but as an example of how faith in Christ can transform lives and shape the course of history. His lasting impact is a testament to his dedication to Christ and his commitment to truth, ensuring that his voice continues to be heard by all generations of Christians.